All right, find out why being like Jason Goodman is good for your relationship. You're saying, what in the world?
What?
What?
What? What?
5 ways acting like a caveman makes your relationship better.
He has been married longer than the rest of us.
Wow.
Did you text Carol and tell her to listen?
Carol, don't listen. Abort, abort. Don't listen.
Signals down. You're not going to be able to hear it.
Yeah. No, it's actually, it's true, though.
Oh, see?
So, no, I think these all do apply to Jason, except for, I think they all do apply for the most part. For example, one of the things is why being like a caveman or like Jason Goodman is good for your relationship. They're active and they spend time outside, just like caveman did.
Okay. That's Jason for sure.
Wineries count, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, good.
Oh, Jason doesn't care what time of day it is. He sees a weed, he's got to go get it.
I have never related more to Jason Goodman than that discussion about having to do things till 1 o'clock in the morning until they're done. Yep. And I was like, I'm never telling anyone because
2 a.m., 2
so
p.m.,
judgy.
Doesn't matter. Homeboy's out there spraying weeds.
I do like going outside. I like being outside. Now, it doesn't mean hiking and stuff, but I like being outside and enjoying the outdoors.
Yeah.
Even sometimes with Squid on a Friday.
Even
not with that haircut.
And it's not just to having a beer or anything. It could be just on the deck. It could be just doing stuff. It could be with the kids. Being outside is the best.
Throwing cornhole.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Another way is they did the hunting and gathering.
This is the cavemen?
Together. Cavemen do that. Now, Jason, it does say what kills a connection faster than anything is when your partner makes you feel underappreciated and taken for granted. So I don't know.
Well, if you do things together outside, I mean, that's fine. But both people, basically what I think is saying is sharing responsibilities.
Yeah.
100%.
Shouldering life's challenges together. I'm not sure if you do that, but cavemen do that. Another thing is 5 ways that, you know, you can have a better relationship if you're like a caveman. They were primal in the bedroom or the cave.
Wait. What does that exactly mean?
Buck wild.
Buck wild's fine.
No rules.
But are they saying they're always the one that's in control? Because it doesn't always have to be like that for me.
Oh, no. It just is wild.
I think because they had to multiply because, you know, cavemen, you had 10 kids, 5 lived. You know, you had as many kids as possible. And they had to help around the house, cave, whatever. So, you know, you just did it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's like you have a healthy sex life. Obviously, that would help your relationship.
It definitely would.
Would you say yours is health? It would. Is yours healthier now, or is it?
Yeah, it's healthier. It goes through, you know, different times. I wish it was more healthier.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Right.
But it's
better than it
better.
Was.
And, sex life isn't med like he is, okay?
Yeah. It ain't mid. All right. Another way being like a caveman is good for your relationship. We're joking, like Jason Goodman, too. Now, I know you don't do this, but you can't because of your job. They kept it in the cave, meaning when they had disagreements or problems, they worked it out together. It didn't involve anyone else.
Mm.
Unfortunately, for our job, we involved hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah.
That can be problematic.
Right. Yeah.
Just don't share it on. Nothing is worse than when people go into a deep dive in their relationship issues and a fight on social media.
Oh, yeah.
That's not something you take to the public on social media.
I agree with you, but don't discourage people from doing it, because it's so fun to watch.
Right.
Well, people won't stop.
No, they're not going to stop. And the vague booking and, you know, the inspirational quotes that you're like, what is that about? And then the number one thing you can do to be like a caveman that will help your relationship, they defended and protected each other.
Aww.
Yeah, Carol usually protects me.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
But I try. But that protection can mean a lot of things.
Yeah.
Doesn't always have to be physical.
Yeah. Squid, do you know what the word protection means?
I'm still
you've heard of it, right?
Yeah.
You've heard of it before? Yeah, so those are just some ways, you know, that being like a caveman is, you know, can actually help your relationship. To recap quickly, defended each other. They kept their problems, you know, inside the house, basically, where they would try to fix it and not. I did hear that from a marriage counselor. Nothing's worked for me, but that you don't involve like your family and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
no, because
family's
because then they hate them, and then you bring them to Easter dinner, and you're back in love.
Like,
and
we're fine now.
And
yeah.
And not only that, if you're, it's going to be one sided. No matter how many times somebody's going to say one thing, you go to family and friend. I get talking with friends to feel better, but it's going to be lopsided.
Every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And sometimes I'll even say like, well, no, they were sticking up for you. But deep down and seated, you know what I'm saying? They're still looking out no matter what for your best interest.
I've told my wife that before. If she and her family get into some kind of disagreement, I've told her, I'm like, no matter how right they are, I'll take your side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. You're a good man.
Like, no matter how right they are, and they're right a lot.
I might tell you like a week later that I kind of agreed with parts of what they said, but in that moment, I'm in your corner.
Yeah, I think I
might be alone, but I'll be there.
I might be embarrassed.
I might be hiding.
You know, and that's why you're still married and I'm not, because I can, if something was, I was like, well, I agree with them. Like, if you're wrong, you're wrong.
No. But,
yeah, not smart.
You can tell them later that they're wrong.
Yeah, tell them later.
I might look like a total fool, idiot, moron, but I'm on
but
your
I'm
side.
On your side.
And all my friends think that you're crazy, me too, but I'm on your side.
Yep.
All right, they're primal in the bedroom. They did the hunting and gathering together, meaning they shouldered life's burdens together, and they were active and spent time outside. But yeah, defending, that's a tricky one.
I'm a great provider. I got money. I can pay for stuff. I don't mind that. I'm not a protector. That's where I'm like not that guy. You know what I mean? Like, woman, you want a guy to fight for you. That's not me. I'm not a fighter. I won't say that I am. I will never pretend to be. That's not who I am. Prime example, let's say me and you go to the movies, right? We're at the movies. We're having a good time. Out of nowhere, some guy come up, smack you in the face real hard. If you with me, then you just got smacked. I'm being honest, all right? I'm not going to do nothing about it. Now, we can talk about it when we get in the car. Let's figure out why it happened and see what we can do to prevent it from happening again. But as far as me like just going and doing something about it, I'm not going to do it. Because if he didn't care about your face, I know he don't give a about mine. It's common sense. Two black eyes ain't going to get us home. Somebody got to try. I'm a witness. I saw everything. When he hit you, I got behind the vending machine because I didn't want him to know that we were together. It's not innocent. I can't believe he kicked you when you fell. That's where I got upset, because you gave up. You didn't want to fight no more. Why would he put his boot to your face? That's just disgusting to me. He should be shot.
Kevin Hart is so
funny. Oh, my gosh.
So funny.